just 2 days after the earthquake. Now we come to the description of the elements, page 552. And here, Nyanamoli made many mistakes. So it is almost impossible to follow him. So I made this this sheet. So with the help of this sheet, I think I'll explain to you. Oh, the Pali word for element is dhatu. The word dhatu is familiar to you, like I hope. And the word dhatu is explained, or the meaning of the word dhatu is explained in 9 ways, actually. And one is a little different from the other. And Nyanamoli misunderstood some words so much that it's impossible to follow him. So the first meaning is those which make or create the suffering in samsara. Now he uses sort out. I don't know what is the meaning of sort out. To sort out means what? To create or to make?
Sort out.
Right? Yeah. Paragraph 20. The mundane sorts elements, when defined according to their instrumentality, sort out vidahanti and suffering of the wrong of rebirth and so on.
Yeah, to seek, to find, or to sort out, you know.
To separate.
Separate.
Pick out the look for.
I see. That is not the meaning of the Pali word here. Yeah. The Pali word here is to make or to create. Mm-hmm. So the first meaning is, they are called dhatus because they make or they create. And they make, they create means they create suffering in samsara. Now, the Pali word dhatu is composed of the root dha and the suffix tu. So dha has many meanings, and in the first explanation, it has the meaning of making or creating. So this is the first meaning. The second meaning is those which are born by beings. So according to the second, the root dha means to bear, to hold or to bear. Here the meaning is passive. So those which are born by beings are called dhatus. So the eye element, ear element, and so on. So we carry them, something like that. So they are called dhatus. And the third meaning is that which are mere creating or making the suffering in samsara. Here the verbal noun or abstract noun is used to describe it. So here dhatu means just creating or making. That means that there is no one who creates. There is just the act of creating, or just the act of making. And then the fourth one is those by which suffering is made or created by beings. Now here, they are taken as instruments. So they are instrumental in making or in creating suffering by beings. That means beings create suffering with the help of these dhatus. So by the eye, by the ear, by the nose, and so on, we create suffering. That may be the cameraman. So the fourth one is the meaning is instrument, right? And the meaning of da is making or creating. So today we have only a few students because it is just 2 days after the earthquake, and many places are not back to normal yet, so people probably couldn't come. But we'll carry on with our class. And today we study the description of the elements. And the word, the Pali word for the word element is dhatu. And that word is explained in the path of purification of Visuddhimagga. And 9 explanations of the meaning of the word dhatu are given in the Visuddhimagga. But the translation in the path of purification is so incorrect, and this, especially in this place, that it is impossible to follow it. So we will explain according to what I understand to be the real meaning of Visuddhimagga. So the word dhatu is explained in 9 ways. And first, please look at the sheet. So the first is those which make or create the suffering in samsara. So those are called dhatu. So here the word, the root dha, has the meaning of making or creating. And it has an active sense. And the second explanation is those which are born by beings, those which are held by beings. So here, the root dha has the meaning of bearing. And the sense is passive sense. So those which are born by beings are called dhatus. The third is those which are mere creating or making the suffering in samsara. Here just the abstract noun or verbal noun is used, because although the word dhatu is explained as an act, as act in active sense or passive sense, the real explanation or the ultimate explanation is by abstract noun. So they are just creating or they are just making. The act of making, the act of creating is what we call dhatus. And then 4, those by which suffering is made or created by beings. Here, dhatus are taken as instruments or instrumental. They are instrumental in beings making or creating suffering. So we create suffering, we make suffering occur by the help of these dhatus, by the eye, by the ear, and so on. So here, the sense is instrument or instrumental. I'll explain to you later about this. And then the next one is those where suffering is stored or placed. So here, the root dha means to place, to put, to store. And the sense is a place or location. So here, dhatus are those where suffering is stored or placed. That means we create suffering with these eyes and so on. So suffering is said to be stored in the eye, in the ear, and so on. Sometimes Buddha said the eye is burning, the ear is burning, and so on. That means through the eye we get akusala, through the ear we get akusala. Then, next one, those which bear their own individual essence. Here, the root dha means to bear, to hold their own individual essence. Now, this is also the active sense, but it is different from the number one meaning. In the number one meaning, the word dha has the meaning of making or creating. But here, the root dha has the meaning of bearing. So the meaning is different. Also, although the sense is active here. There, those which make or create are called dhatu. Here, those which bear their own individual essence are called dhatu. And then number 7, those which resemble dhatu, such as, I don't know, these malachite, cinnabar, and so on, they are in the path of purification. They are some we get from rocks,
stone, yeah.
Some kind of stones. So they are called dhatus, and these are malachite or cinnabar, just as malachite or cinnabar are the constituents or parts of the rock, these are also part of ourselves. So they are called dhatus. Here, it is through a figure of speech that we call them dhatus. I think it is like calling an Asian American. Maybe an Asian imitates everything American, and somebody may refer to him as he is an American. But he is not an American, but he is like an American. In the same way, they are dhatus because they are like those rocks. And number eight is those which resemble dhatus, again dhatus, such as chyme, blood, etc. Now, there are said to be seven dhatus in our bodies. I think we met these seven, we met these dhatus in a previous, one of the previous chapters on defining the four elements. So they are also called dhatus in Ayurvedic medicine. They said there are seven kinds of dhatus in the body: chyme, blood, bone marrow, flesh, and semen. So they are like dhatus. They are just as chyme, blood, and so on are part of ourselves, our bodies, and the dhatus, the eye, ear, and others are also part of ourselves. So they are called dhatus through resemblance. And then the last one, nine. Here we are not to follow any etymology. So it is non-etymological meaning. Just the word dhatu just means no soul. So you don't have to worry about how this word is made or from what root it is derived or whatever. So you don't have to worry about that. It is the word that means no soul. So these nine meanings are given in the Visuddhimagga. Now, there are words in Pali language, also in Sanskrit language, especially nouns formed from verb, from roots. So roots and suffixes are combined to form verbs. So when they are, to form words or nouns, so when they are formed, the root has one meaning and the suffix has another meaning. So for example, the word dhatu, the root dha has one meaning, and that is to hold or to create or whatever. And the suffix tu has another meaning, that can be an agent or active one, or that can be what is done to it, passive one, or it can show as the instrument, or sometimes it is a person to whom something is given, or sometimes it is a place or person from whom, say, we depart or something. And also sometimes it means a place. So these are called in Pali sadhanas. I don't know how to translate it into English. It is a grammatical Pali and Sanskrit grammatical term. So different nouns denote different things. There may be only one word, but that one word can mean different things according to the meaning denoted by the suffix.
Mm-hmm. Compound word?
Mm.
Well, they are compound words.
Yes.
They mean something else also.
Right.
Yeah.
So according to that grammatical thing, the word dhatu is explained here. It's not so important if you don't understand all of these, but if you understand that the word dhatu is used to mean eye, ear, nose and so on, I think that is enough. But if you want to go into the meaning, if you take the light in, say, looking for the etymological meaning of the words, it might be interesting. So these nine the meanings are mentioned in the Visuddhimagga. Now, in the path of purification, only up to E, the numbers are given, A, B, C, D, E, but not the other ones. So, paragraph 21, furthermore, while the self of the sectarians does not exist with an individual essence, not so these and so on, that should be F. And then, one line down, one more line. And just as in the world, that should be G. And about three lines down, or just as the general term elements, and that should be H. And paragraph 22, furthermore, element is a term for what is soulless, that should be I. So those correspond to the 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on the sheet. So A is 1, B is 2, and so on. So you may compare them later. And he misunderstood the word dharinti in paragraph 21. He took it to mean in a causal sense, but actually it is not a causal verb, dharinti. It looks like a causal verb, causal form, but it doesn't. It is not really a causal verb. So dharinti just means to bear or to bear or hold, not cause to bear or cause to be born. So that is the misunderstanding of the word dharinti. Now, paragraph 23 as to characteristic, etc. They are not difficult to understand. And the footnote 11, also it is helpless. I don't know how he misunderstood so much in this place. Verb dharinti should be taken to be ordinary, not in a causative sense. Now next page. As to order, so here to from among order of arising, etc., mentioned above, only order of teaching is appropriate. So these 12 are given just in teaching, not according to the arising or not according to other order. So it is set forth according to successive definition of cause and fruit or cause and effect. For the pair, eye element and visible data element are the cause, and eye consciousness element is the fruit. So in each case. Now if you look at this and the elements, the three are given in a line, right? So eye element, visible data element, eye consciousness element, these three. So eye element and visible data element are said to be cause here, then eye consciousness element is the fruit or effect. That means eye element and eye visible data are conditions for eye consciousness to arise. Only when there is eye element or just the eye and the visible data can there arise eye consciousness. So eye consciousness is said to be the result of eye element and visible data element. So this is the order here taken. As to just so much. Now, in this paragraph, a lot of elements are mentioned. Paragraph 25. So it gives us some knowledge about, some information about the word element. So the word element is used to mean almost anything here. That is why to translate the word dhatu as element always is not so helpful. You may translate it element, but people will not understand. So you can see here the illumination element, beauty element, base consisting of boundless space element, base consisting of boundless consciousness element, base consisting of nothingness element, base consisting of perception and feeling element, sense desire element, ill will element, cruelty element, and so on. So the word dhatu is made to mean many things in the suttas and also in Abhidhamma. So the author took all these elements from the suttas and then explained here that all of them are the same as or included in one or the other of the elements mentioned here. So only 18 are mentioned here, but there are other things described as elements, such as illumination element, beauty element, and so on. But they are not separate elements, actually. They can be the same as the ones mentioned here, or they can be included in one or other of the elements. And so paragraph 26, 27, and so on explain this. So the first line of the paragraph 26, the visible data element itself is the illumination element. So visible data and illumination are the same here. The first one. I mean, in the middle column. So beauty element is bound up with visible data. Beauty element is also visible data element, because beauty is just visible data. The sign of beautiful is the beauty element, and that does not exist apart from visible data, and so on. And then three lines down. As regards the base consisting of boundless space element, etc., those are formless jhanas or formless chetas. The consciousness is mind consciousness element only, while the remaining states are the mental data element. Mental data element means in Pali dhamma dhatu. Do you see that? And the second column, the last line, mental data element or dhamma element. Yeah. So consciousness is mind consciousness element only. Mind consciousness element. While the remaining states, that means the chetasikas, are the mental data element. But the cessation of perception and feeling element does not exist as an individual essence. Cessation of perception and feeling element means a kind of attainment, samapati. So when a person gets into this samapati, his mental activity is suspended. No mental activity during that attainment, and that is called cessation of perception and feeling. Actually, not only perception and feeling, but all mental activities. And that attainment can be entered into only by anagamis, non-returners, and arahants. We will have this in detail at the end of the book. So that is just the absence of mental activity. So absence of mental activity has no individual essence. It is a concept. For that is merely the cessation of two elements. The sense desire element, now this is important. The sense desire element is either merely the mental data element, according as it is said herein. What is the sense desire element? It is the thought, applied thought, wrong thinking that is associated with sense desire. Now, you know the applied thought, vitaka, yeah, or we call it initial application. So when it means initial application, then it is included in Dhamma element, mental data element, because Dhamma element consists of chetasikas, some rupas, and nibbana. It's in the, given in the bottom line. Dhamma base equals, Dhamma element equals chetasikas, subtle metta, and nibbana. Subtle metta, there are 16 subtle material properties, and nibbana. They are called Dhamma base or Dhamma element. And so, if it is taken to be applied thought, then it is a mental, it is Dhamma element. Or it is the 18 elements, according as it is said, making the avijja hell, the lower limit, and making the para nimitta vasavade. This is the highest of the six celestial worlds. Para nimitta vasavade deity is the upper limit, the aggregate elements, basis, materiality, feeling, perception, formations, and consciousness that are in this interval, belong here, are included here. These are called the sense desire elements. So, in this sense, sense desire element means just the sensual sphere. You remember the 31 planes of existence, right? So there are 11 sensual sphere existence. So these 11 sensual spheres are called sense desire element here. So it is important because in some places, Nyanamoli misunderstood this word and he translates wrongly. So sense desire element can mean what? The 11 sense desire realms. From bottom up, right?
Yeah.
Bottom up to para nimitta vasavati.
Yeah.
Right. So those are 11. Yes, right. And then the renunciation element is mental data element because it is also vitaka. Yeah, renunciation element means thinking about getting out of sense desires. So it is vitaka. So it is mental data element. Also, because of the passage, also all profitable states are the renunciation element. According to this definition, it is the mind consciousness element too. Because here, all profitable states, so all kusalas. All kusala means kusala consciousness and mental states. So they belong to mind consciousness element also. That means to mental data element as well as to mind consciousness element. That means Dhamma element, right? Mental data element and mind consciousness element. And then the elements of ill will, cruelty, non-ill will, non-cruelty, bodily pleasure, bodily pain, joy, grief, equanimity, ignorance, initiative, launching, and persistence are the mental data elements too. So they belong to Dhamma element. Then the inferior, medium, and superior, they are not separate elements, but those 18 elements. For inferior eyes, etc., are the inferior element, and medium and superior eyes, etc., are the medium and superior elements. And so, and then, paragraph 30, the earth, fire, and air elements, these you know, are the tangible data element. The water element and the space element are the mental data element only, because the water element and space element are included in subtle matter. So they belong to Dhamma element. Consciousness element is a term summarizing the seven consciousness elements, beginning with eye consciousness. That means eye consciousness, ear, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the green ones, 17 elements and one part of the mental data element are the formed element. Formed means conditioned, and unformed means unconditioned. So all of them are formed except Nibbana. Nibbana is a part of Dhamma element. So 17 other elements and part of Dhamma element are formed. But the unformed element is one part of the mental data element only. Unformed element is a part of Dhamma element, which is Nibbana here. And then the world of many elements or various elements is merely what is divided up into the 18 elements. So the world divided into 18 elements. So it is not, they are not different from or separate from the 18 elements mentioned above. But we have to understand that, and there are other things which are called dhatus in Pali. And so sometimes it is very difficult to understand when we just use the word element to translate the word dhatu. It is a translation, but it is not so understandable. For example, when you say the sense desire element, meaning the kama vachara realm, meaning the sensual realm, it is very difficult to understand. Now, furthermore, they are stated as 18 for the purpose of eliminating the kind of perception to be found in those who perceive a soul in consciousness, the individual essence of which is cognizing, and so on. That means Buddha wanted to do away with the idea of self, idea of soul. That is why Buddha mentioned these 18 elements. And that is why I always say that Abhidhamma is just one doctrine of anatta. In Abhidhamma, so things are described as five aggregates, or 12 bases, 18 elements, 22 faculties. And so, in different ways, the world is analyzed, but you do not find any soul or eternal substance. So the whole of Abhidhamma is just the doctrine of anatta. Okay, now next page. As to reckoning, 34, or paragraph 34. The eye element firstly is reckoned as one thing according to kind, namely eye sensitivity. Likewise, the ear, nose, tongue, body, visible data, sound, odor, flavor, elements are reckoned as ear sensitivity and so on. But the tangible data element is reckoned as three things. This we already know. Tangible data is just the combination of three, earth, fire, and air elements. Now, the eye consciousness element is reckoned as two things. Eye consciousness element. That means two eye consciousness. Do you still have the... this chart? So, according to this chart, now, the eye consciousness element means here 13 and 20. So, there are two, right? Namely, profitable and unprofitable karma result. So, 13 is result of unprofitable and 20 is result of profitable. In the chart at the end of this book, the numbers will be different. So, there the numbers are 34 and 50. He didn't give the number here. I think you should put the number after unprofitable karma result. 34 and 50. It is the numbers in the chart given at the end of the book. On page here, table 3. And the mind and likewise the consciousness elements of the ear, nose, tongue, and body, they are the same. And the mind element is reckoned as three things, namely 5-door adverting, number 70 there, and the profitable and unprofitable result and receiving, 39 and 55 there. So you can locate them easily because there are numbers here. Now the mental data element has 20 things, namely 3 immaterial aggregates. You know the 3 immaterial aggregates? Feeling, perception, and formations. 16 kinds of subtle matter. And the unformed element, that means Nibbana. So, mental data or Dhamma element means 20 things here. 3 aggregates, 3 mental aggregates, 16 subtle matter, and Nibbana. 3 mental aggregates are simply 52 chetasikas. And 52 plus 16 plus 1. How many?
69.
So these 69 are called Dhamma element, or mental data element. You may refer to paragraph 14 back, and you'll see that there the Dhamma data base is mentioned, explained similarly. Actually, we have to take it to mean the same thing. There it said, the mental data base is of many kinds when classified according to the several individual essences, not several actually, difference in individual essences of feeling, perception, formation. Those are 3 mental aggregates, subtle matter and Nibbana. So these two explanations mean the same thing. So if you want to know what are mental data element or mental data base, you have to come to this paragraph, and they mean the same thing. Mind consciousness element is reckoned as 76 things. That means apart from these 10 and then these 3. Let me see. In this chat, right? 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. And then 28, 18, 25. They are called mind consciousness element. Actually, all chetas less 10, the seeing consciousness and so on, and the mind element. The mind element consists of 28, 18, and 25. And they are called mind element. And then paragraph 35, the condition. Now the I element firstly is a condition in 6 ways, namely dissociation, prenascence, presence, non-disappearance, support and faculty for the I consciousness element. Now, please read the end of paragraph 39. This is in brief. But the kinds of conditions will be explained in detail in the description of the dependent origination. So if you don't understand the conditions here, like dissociation, prenascence, present, and so on, please be patient. So they will be explained, these 24 conditions will be explained in detail in the chapter on the dependent origination. So dissociation means not arising together. And prenascence means, say, something arises before another thing arises, and then still existing at the arising of the other one. Suppose, let us say, one and two. One arose before two arises. And when two arises, one is still in existence. So that is called prenascence. So when we see something, then there is the seeing consciousness here. Seeing consciousness sees the visible data, visible datum. And that visible datum arises before that moment. And it is still existing until the 17th moment. So that is why it is called prenascence. And also presence. And non-disappearance and presence are the same, actually. And then support. It is a support for eye consciousness. So in this way, the eye element or eye sensitivity is the condition for the eye consciousness. Something like that. So you will understand after we finish the dependent chapter on dependent origination. So if you don't understand now, don't be depressed. And then paragraph 40, to be seen. To be seen means to be viewed, how you should view them, how you should look at them. So the meaning is that here too, the exposition should be understood as to how they are to be regarded. For all formed elements are to be regarded as secluded from the past and future. That means the past are not, the past cannot be seen really clearly, and future also cannot be seen clearly. So here the commentary is talking about the present dhatus. So they have no past and no future, but just the present one are the real ones. So they are secluded from the past and future, as void of any lustingness, beauty, pleasure, or self, and as existing independent on conditions. So you should view them like this. And then another kind of viewing is given in paragraph 41, and I think they are good examples. The eye element should be regarded as the surface of a drum, eye element. The visible data element is the drumstick, and the eye consciousness element as the sound. So something like that. You strike a drum, and then sound arises. So sound is like eye consciousness. And the stick is like visible data, and eye sensitivity is like drum, and so on. So they are good examples of the and the elements. And then 42, the mind element, however, should be regarded as the forerunner and follower of eye consciousness, etc., as that arises. Now, I say mind element consists of here number 28, 18, and 25. So in a thought process, immediately before, let us say, seeing thought process, right? So in a thought process, immediately before 13, there is 28. If you look at the diagram of the thought process, first there is 28, adverting, and then 13, seeing. And after seeing, there is what? Receiving. So receiving is number 18 or 25. So this mind element, which is here 28, 18, or 25, comes before and after 13. That is what the commentary is saying here. The mind element, however, should be regarded as the forerunner and the follower of eye consciousness. So if you look at the diagram, it is very, very easy to see. Eye consciousness is here. Before eye consciousness, there is five sense door adverting, which is number 28. And after eye consciousness, there is 18 or 25, which is receiving. So the mind element comes before and after eye consciousness, etc. And the mental data element and so on. And then the last paragraph, the mind consciousness element should be regarded as a forest monkey because it does not stay still on its object, or as a wild horse because it is difficult to tame, and as a stick flung into the air because it falls anywhere, not anyhow, because it falls wherever it likes, that means anywhere. And as a stage dancer, because it adopts the guise of the various defilements such as greed and hate and so on. This is the section on 18 elements. So you can see the 18 elements on this sheet, and they are different. Different colors are given to 18 elements. Now, the next one is the faculties and truths.